We are Lizard
and Loba.
We are witches working out,
here to encourage you to make the time and space for yourself, your spiritual practice, and the care of your physical body.
We are not nutritionists, nor are we workout specialists.
We are two witches in the mountains of Appalachia,
navigating our paths on an authentic journey.
We are caregivers. We tend children and animals
at all hours of the day and night.
We invite you on our journey right now,
in the middle of our chaos,
as we prioritize our personal growth.
We want to say every day, but we will start with several times a week,
for ourselves, for each other, and for you.
Okay. Anyway.
What's up, witches?
That was way harder than you would think it would have been because we had to get all of the ridiculousness out of the way. Hey, that's my phone being a whippoorwill.
Hey, Lizard.
You shouldn't turn off
turn your
phone.
Fucking phone off. Okay, sorry. It's off.
Okay.
Anyhow.
Well, we want to give a shout out, two shout outs, because we have two patrons and... Oh my god, it's so cool!
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? This is amazing! Like, what?
The level of seeking Patreon support that we have done is slightly more than zero now.
There was a little bit in there.
We're still real bad at the whole marketing thing, so the fact, like, we have two patrons, though, and that's really fucking awesome.
So, thank you, number one.
Drum roll. That was a terrible
Esoteric room. Book Club.
Thank you, Woo! Esoteric Book Club. Woohoo! Yes.
Thank you so much. And number two, Donna!
Yay! Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
We appreciate you so much.
It means the world to us. We are so used to doing things like to help other people, be like, hey, could you give us money to help feed people or take care of fuzzy animals or our school or for the flooding or for the chemical spill or for all of these things. But, like,
to
people
support,
supporting us.
Yeah, just to support, like, the shit that we're doing.
Just us.
Is not, like, a thing that...
What? It's amazing. It's, like, so empowering, and it feels absolutely wonderful. So, thank you so much.
Yeah. Cool. We got that out of the way. All right, cool. Okay. Thank you so much to our supporters and our patrons.
So, we want to talk with you today a little bit about this whole working out thing and, like, really what that means to us, because we are not trying to get, like, the perfect beach bodies.
Oh,
with,
my gosh.
Like,
oh, goddess. Like,
no.
Listen.
No.
So, just to get that out of the way, for the official record. Official record. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Because... First of all, that's so subjective. Secondarily, it's toxic as fuck. I'm not going to go through the, like, 1, 2, 3, because we have a lot of things we're going to say on this, but let's start with, like, if you came into this thinking, oh, fuck, are we going to have to, like, listen to people tell us about how skinny we can get by doing this, or how, like, you don't want to lift that many weights because it'll make you, like, look bulky, or what? No, we're not going to tell you that.
Or just in general, people telling you what your body should look like.
Yeah, just at all, really.
We're not doing that.
So, yeah, that is not a part of this podcast.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
And there are definitely, we have listeners and mentors that are in amazing shape and have helped support, helped me to get in better shape. And that is definitely what we're doing. So we're not excluding that either. I mean, I would love to have a muscly bod, for sure. But the idea is that, like, that's not, like, wellness and wholeness, which is what we want to talk about, doesn't necessarily mean that your body has to be, like, so much effort every day to try to get it in this form that you think is then going to make you happy.
Yes.
Like, so much of it is about showing up for yourself and moving your body in ways that bring you joy and health.
Yes.
And community and connection and things like that. And, you know, if it is on your path and your way to, you know, look in a certain way, then woohoo, pumped for you. But that's not the focus of what we're doing.
Yes. So that's, like, a lot of the world, really, a lot of the world really tries to tell you what you should look like and tries to tell you what's right and what's wrong. And so this is just what works for you and what makes you feel good in your body. And if what makes you feel good in your body involves you being incredibly muscly or whatever, then that's awesome. Cool. I'm glad for you. But a big part of this journey isn't just the fitness part of it, of your body. It's the way that you totally feel, your overall wellness. And there's too much emphasis in the world already on you not being enough because you aren't XYZ thing.
Yeah, you are enough.
So
you are enough.
You are enough.
Yes.
And we definitely, I'm speaking specifically for me, have been very entrenched in that and have still a lot of things that I'm working on with that. Mm-hmm. Like I, Lizard, am approximately 5'3" tall. And as a result of this, very unfortunately, I will never be a tall, statuesque elf like in The Lord of the Rings, because I lack approximately 6 inches of height.
However, I can I can hide lots of things out of her reach high up.
Pretty much if it's over like where, about where my head is.
Cooking things.
It's gone. You can, that's how you hide things from Lizard, is by putting them over my head. But I can fit through some small fucking spaces. Exactly. Low to the ground, man. I gotta tell you, like, you know at the zoo, this is good. You know at the zoo, how those little kid things, like, you can crawl through, like, slides or, like, you know, logs, or they have, like, this viewing things where you can walk in and look in the aquarium and, like, see all the fish, and it's, like, kids. You know who else can go in there? Me.
Uh-huh.
So I crawl my ass, my short ass in there, and slide down the weird tree slide and look at the fish in the little aquarium bubble thing. Mm-hmm. With children, because I'm approximately the same size.
Mm-hmm.
And it really makes my students laugh, because
mm-hmm.
it's usually about fourth grade.
Yeah. And if there's cool clothes that are, like, way too small, I'll be like, yay, Lizard!
Also, incidentally, makes buying pants, like snow pants or hiking pants, so much cheaper, because guess what? I can buy the children's sizes, because the vertical thing is not a problem. Anyhow.
Now, if you want to look at the person who is, like, sticking out, like, their head is above everybody else's, that's me. Yes, I am, like, 5'11", and almost 200 pounds. I'm a big, strong, human, large, taking up lots of space, and definitely in my life that has been hard for me at times, you know, trying to fit into the idea of what it is to, you know, to be feminine or to be, certainly when I was growing up, there were a lot less options.
Mm.
There are a lot more options now, I think, would have been helpful to me. But, you know, when I was a kid, it was like, oh, she's a tomboy or Big Jen or, you know, things like that. Or you're so big, you'll never get a boyfriend, you know, things like that. And, you know, that was hard too, until I just, you know, in high school decided that I was just going to be big and strong and, you know, fuck everyone. Like,
yeah,
I was just,
man,
I was just going to do, like, you know.
I was also, I think it was like maybe the end of middle school, but in any case, I think that it's a great thing to come to a point in your life where you decide that you are going to embrace the things about you.
Yes.
That make you different, and to work with them.
Yes.
Because I gotta tell you, I was so much happier when I decided that being a weirdo was fine.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause before, I mean, if nothing else, it gives people way less opportunities to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Because they were like, you're fucking weird. And I'm like, you're fucking right.
Yeah, it's like a great shield. You're like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
That's true.
Yeah. Or, like, I get called sir, like, at least in the wintertime, like, once a week, at least. And then people are always very embarrassed. Like, at the checkout line, I was, you know, like, turned around and they said something about, you know, oh, you know, good day, sir, or whatever. I turned around, they're like, Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, man. I mean, ma'am, ma'am, ma'am. And I'm just smiling. I was like, it's okay. It happens to me, you know, at least once a week, if not twice. And bringing this back, we were going to talk about living in chronic pain also.
We were.
That what we can do every day is vastly different between each other within our, you know, within our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sharing on this podcast as well, like some of the mornings where I'm like, hey, I worked out. And some of them were like, hey, I didn't work out. You know, what we can do the best is every day is certainly different for ourselves, different between each other. But like sharing this walk of wholeness is about accepting ourselves as we are, doing the best that we can, whether it's, you know, showing up and being able to go to the gym and work out and, you know, be making this awesome progress in terms of, you know, like our body fat and our muscles and all that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, making it through a day like in pain without crying, or maybe it's even getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever that outer work is that is, you know, the gift and blessing of using our body. Like basically that's what we're doing is engaging our bodies in a way that brings us joy and health.
Yeah.
It's going to look different for all of us.
With the chronic pain, you were talking about the pain scale that they use at the doctor.
Oh my God. Fuck that.
So, like, if you are a person who lives with chronic pain, your fucking 3, 4, 5, like, what might be a 6 for somebody else is a 2.5 for you. And there's no fucking way to explain that. Like, we both, Loba and I both have been to this, really cool. I'm not shitting on them at all.
No, they're wonderful. They're great.
Like, holistic health center locally where they combine all kinds of things and, you know, it's medical science, but also a chiropractor and herbalism and all those, you know, it's great. But one, they still use the fucking pain scale because they have to for data. And every single time we both are like, hey, the numbers are stupid, the numbers are not helpful, the numbers are not painting the picture of what's actually going on, because, like, this is not excruciating pain for me. So if I tell you it's like a 2 or a 3, what I mean is, it fucking hurts, but I'm not crumpled on the floor, because this is not crumpled on the floor for me.
Right.
So so we need a better pain scale that might involve, like, I don't know. I'm not sure how we would... We're going to come up with...
We're going to solve this problem.
We're going to solve... yeah, we're going to, like, actually, let's give, like, what are some good examples of a better fucking pain scale?
I don't know, but...
people who have chronic pain.
Yeah, and if you are somebody that has chronic pain and you have to deal with the pain scale, feel free to scream.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, just, like, we'll just all,
let's,
like,
do it. Ready? One, two, three. Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, I'm gonna be so mad. I just had to do that yesterday. They're like, what level of pain you are? And I was like, do you mean my level of pain or normal levels of pain? Or, like... So, Lizard and I were really positively affected by a podcast that we listened to.
Yes.
It's called The Well Witch, right?
Yes. It was on Cindy Brannan's Keeping Her Keys podcast, and it was an interview with Amy Blackthorne.
Which we will share in the credits.
Yes, we will absolutely.
So you can just click on it.
We will link this.
So don't worry about writing it down right now.
Yeah.
But we actually... Did we listen to that independently, or did we... I think...
Independently.
Yeah. So we both listened to it, like, without telling each other to listen to it. Although we told lots of other people to listen to it.
Yeah, we did.
I listened to it twice. I got to the end and I just listened to it all, like, over again. And so a lot of these things we're sharing with you right now had to do with their discussion of wholeness and wellness. And, you know, sharing some of what they went through.
What I really took from that was how important it is for people who, you know, if you have any kind of, like, people who are listening to you speak in any way, and so that affects us as teachers as well as, you know, these two people on this, you know, doing this podcast, that doesn't mean that I have all the answers or that everything has been fucking perfect for me. Like, mm-hmm. we're doing this fitness wellness podcast, but that doesn't mean that we are these elevated godlike beings with perfect bodies and lives who never have to deal with anything shitty all the time. Hopefully we have completely disillusioned
you about that. Yeah, I think from the very beginning we're like...
If you ever run into it with that thought...
If you're doing better than us, we're happy for you. We said that the first time.
We did. Like... We did. And we'll say it again. Yeah. Because yes, it's a good thing to make sure that everybody knows that everybody goes through bullshit and that so much of the artificial world that you look at online and especially in, you know, social media and movies and magazines, and you're like thinking, fuck, I don't eat like that or do that, or my kitchen doesn't look like that, whatever that you were thinking, nobody else's really does either.
Mm-hmm.
Or a lot of people's don't.
You get these little snapshots into people's lives, you know, especially with social media, but, and I think it's important to understand that, like, you know, it's just a part of the life of their life. And I think one of the most important things for me is that with this podcast is that Lizard and I are intentionally creating this part of our life to share with you and with each other.
Mm-hmm.
To like intentionally decide to move in a direction that makes us happier and healthier.
Mm-hmm. And what that looks like can change. You know, as Loba said a little earlier, it's different for different people and it's different for us on each day. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to dig through this and double check. I'm so sorry if I'm misquoting this. We'll correct it if it's wrong. But I think in that particular interview that it was Amy Blackthorne who had said that if you only have the capability of 35% on that day and you gave 35%, that you gave 100%.
Yeah, I love that.
I fucking love that.
I have chills.
Yeah, I should. We'll double check that and make sure. But that is exactly correct. And I talk about this a lot when it comes to mental illness as well, because, and saying fucking mental illness sounds blah too.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Anyway, but I will definitely. I'm not.
Because really, who's okay these days?
And also, like. Doesn't like can you really call something a mental illness if a whole shitload of the population deals with it? I don't know that you can, but in any case, for want of a better term, we'll say that mental bullshit that you're dealing with. Like, for me, I don't talk about having depression or anxiety to be like, yeah, it's cool. I don't know who the fuck thinks it's cool, by the way. If you find those people, can you please like tell them to say something nice to me? Because fuck,
dude, it's awful.
Anyway, it sucks, and I'm saying it because I don't want anybody that is listening to me speak to feel like they shouldn't share it, talk about it, deal with it, think about it. Like, it's not a bad thing. It's not a negative, like, it doesn't make you worse or a person who's weaker or not as good if you have it. That's why I'm saying it.
Uh-huh.
And within saying that, there are definitely days where the way that I describe it is like, if you were in deep water and you can see the sunlight on the surface of the water and it's such a fucking struggle to pull yourself, like you just have to like there's so much weight and resistance. It's like, the you know, being under the water so far and you're struggling just to get to the surface, but the surface is still like the baseline. And so that's what it is to have to deal with that, you know, like everybody's baseline is, you know, at one level. But your baseline is sometimes way fucking below that. And right. So just to get to the baseline is a fucking struggle. And so your lows feel lower and it's harder to feel what would be a high for other people. And so sometimes the day is just like, well, today is a fucking struggle bus day. And I clawed my way to the surface. I didn't whip my way to the surface. I clawed my way up there and I did not go to the gym, but I am awake and I don't smell and I'm wearing pants. Mm-hmm. And I have coffee and I took care of all the shit I need to take care of. And I'm here doing the thing that needs to be done and showing up for myself. And maybe later I'll go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
But even that is a fucking victory.
That is a victory.
What I wanted to do was lay with a blanket around myself on my fucking floor and not move.
Yeah, that's a victory. And that's what we're also trying to do together, because And if you're listening to us right now and the second part of this episode, your workout, is going to be about banishing negativity. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just, you know, a little bit of movement that you get, but that little bit of movement is bringing you into your physical body and starting to make you feel better and helping you get up to the surface if, you know, that's where you're at today. And if you're already feeling good, then it's, you know, moving you towards your next goal. Like, that's showing up for yourself. Mm-hmm. You did make me think about my optical migraine when you said the word put on your pants. Oh, yeah. Side note, story time.
Okay, so here is a thing you need to know about Loba real quick, is that Loba will fucking raise mountains, lift cars, fight through a fucking blizzard for somebody that she cares about. If it was her child or her spouse or whatever, she would fucking throw her husband over her shoulder and walk through the fucking snow to make this thing happen. But if it's her, she's like, I don't know, maybe I'll just cancel it because I don't... No, I don't want help, though. And it's not, I'm not being disparaging in any way. I'm just saying that this is something we're working on together. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, hey, can you help me make a decision? Because I have this horrible fucking, like, light-sensitive, terrible migraine, and everything is horrible, and light and sound are terrible.
I turned into a vampire.
And I'm really afraid that it's because of all the things that are going on with my neck, so I should probably go to my physical therapy thing, but also the concept of driving there with daylight and stuff.
Dude, I was scared. The light.
Like,
it was terrible.
Not a thing. And I said, do you need me to drive you? And she was like, no, it's okay. I don't think that's, you know, that's a lot for you. And I said,
I was like, well, I don't want you to go add me on top of all the other people you take care of every day.
Exactly. So this is how we do for each other. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. We'll put on some fucking pants because I'm coming over.
Right. And now that's my favorite quote ever. Like,
put your pants on. I'll be there soon. So then she put pants on.
I did.
And met me and literally in the car had to like pull her coat over her head and just sit there like with her coat over her head.
And then I had a hot flash.
Because why not? That stands to reason.
Yeah, so every time anybody says that now, I was just like, basically, just shut the fuck up, put your pants on, I'm coming to get you. And it's like, fine!
And you know, I'll be honest with you, I don't even fucking wear pants every day. I wear skirts and dresses a lot because pants are kind of shitty. But put on your pants, it's a metaphor, even if it's not physically the thing that you're wearing. Put on a lower extremities covering and we're fucking leaving, getting it done.
We're gonna teach them a thing,
but I wanna add one more thing before we get to this, because this is the tying our witchy thing into this.
Okay.
Because your witchcraft can, and it would be wonderful if it did, look like a beautiful ritual with candles and incense and laying dried herbs about yourself and all of this wonderful stuff and your full moon Esbet ritual, and you know, you're there. But sometimes my fucking full moon ritual is putting my crystals out under the light of the full moon, putting myself out under the light of the full moon, and putting a fucking tea light on my knee and going, I'm charging myself too.
I'm charging myself too.
And I'm charging me like a fucking crystal. When you're talking about doing magical stuff, a lot of the time manifesting or building something is, you know, like you're moving in a clockwise direction if it's a circle, or you're drawing things toward you. And then if you're getting rid of banishing, you're moving in a counterclockwise direction or pushing things away from you. Mm-hmm. And so for this particular, you know, for your workout, you're going to be doing an exercise that is pushing.
Yes.
You know, you go to the gym, you have like a push day, a pull day, a leg day, whatever. Well, fucking your push day just became banishing negativity day.
Woo!
So if you, like, thinking, we were at the gym and we came up with this whole thing about, it initially started with building power.
Which we're going to do.
Which is the next, you know, we're going to do that.
After too. This one.
Yes.
Because we need time.
Oh, To think. All right. Go. Literally, we were telling you about how we're not perfect and how we're still working on things, and you know, we want all of this positivity, then we're trying to build it for ourselves too. Yeah, we said all that shit like a few minutes ago, however many minutes ago it was. But
we couldn't think of a single good thing to say about ourselves, so we decided that we weren't going to do that podcast tonight. We're going to do the Banishing the Negativity podcast tonight, so that we have 2 weeks to think about something good to say about ourselves.
And that's sometimes where you fucking are, okay, folks. That's where we are. So.
Push day.
Push day at the gym.
Yes. So you're using muscles that are going to be pushing. That's how I have it in my workout apps. I have push day, pull day, and leg day. And you are now going to be able to link that to inner work of banishing negativity.
Mm-hmm. And really focus on the way that your muscles move. Like there's this definitive, like when you're doing especially multiple reps of something, and you know, if you're trying to build muscle, then some of them, like the later ones especially, should get kind of hard. Like it shouldn't be impossible, but it should be tough. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, by the time we get to our fucking 13 counts, by the time we get to like 9 or 10, we're like, yeah. Just like, and so pushing, like when you feel that, like you really have to dig in and like push away from you, that is the perfect time for you to be doing magic also. You know, think about the physical aspect of pushing away whatever it is that you want to get rid of. Like the negativity that you're trying to get out of your life, you can literally use this as a fucking spell.
Mm-hmm. So we'll start with your homework, which was, what are you thinking when you flick that stink bug or your elastic or whatever? We are, you know, we are teachers. We are building these lessons in a row. So so start there. What are you flicking away, or, you know, like snapping away? Because now you're going to use that same energy and push it away with your body.
Well, let's talk about just something that, you know, we did this spell that I... Full disclosure, I have no fucking idea which book I got this from, because I started doing it when I was like 15 and I'm 35. So the particular spell that I was referencing was one that was just simple. I stand or I walk in circles of light that nothing may cross. And you literally are supposed to visualize the light around you as a barrier. And it's what it is a really basic shielding spell. Especially if you're a person like Loba, who reads the energy of a room and feels other people. A lot of people want to say that they're an empath, but that's actually not a great life experience, because you really do feel other people's emotions, and it sucks. That's the negative side of it. Like, yeah, it's great because you can really connect with people on an intuitive level, blah, blah, blah. But you also fucking feel everybody's pain and everybody's anger and everybody's sorrow, and you have to be able to block that out. Or it fucks with your head and it fucks with your energy. So that's one of the things we're talking about too. Just stop, get like, fuck off, get out of here, flick that away, and put up your shields. Remember that you are this strong, powerful individual who has learned to protect yourself, and get it the fuck out of there.
Yeah, I like that. Remember that you are a strong, powerful individual and you have learned to protect yourself.
Yeah, because that's something that we were talking about when we couldn't find something particularly nice to say about ourselves. Just for some reason, even though I can't do that, just remembering who the fuck you are, that you are a person who has developed these skills and this strength and power to do these things, for some reason that doesn't count as like a nice thing. We're still working on that, to be continued with the whole nice things about yourself. But just remember that you are a fucking strong individual. Uh-huh. And that you can do it.
Yeah, you can do it. So, Cliff Notes version, banishing negativity. So we're talking about like pushing the negativity out of your space. Linking that in with motion, with moving your body. Lizard shared this very simple but so powerful, like shield. Like, I stand or I walk in circles of light, which nothing may cross. And that you can then remember that you are a powerful, badass person who has learned now to push the negativity out of your life and to honor yourself as sacred enough to put this the shield around you to protect you. That was my cliff notes. How do you like it?
It's great.
Yeah. Also, this spell is a wonderful and is really easy to remember and has definitely affected my life in a really positive way and a number of other people. I can think of a couple people that you've shared that with have then told me that you shared it with them and it helped them.
Yeah, well, shit.
Mm-hmm. See there. Look at you.
Ooh.
Ooh, good thing about you.
Ah.
Oh.
Mm. We're just going to make a weird noise. Ah, yes. Hey, look, I fucking did a thing.
You did a thing.
Woohoo. So be prepared in your workout for pushing negative things away with your body.
So you could do this one at the gym if you want to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. You could do this. You can do any of these walking. If you happen to like to hit things, like if you have a heavy bag or a whole lot of pillows or something that you could hit.
Or even just punching the air, honestly.
As long as you're good, okay with your joints.
Look up, if you want to try that one and you don't already know how to punch, you should definitely look up the appropriate way to punch.
Definitely punching things is a lovely way to banish negativity. You know, we're not doing anything special and new here in terms of...
We got a just, fucking push-up. Like, yeah. Pushing at you. Yeah. Pushing.
Push-up's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Okay, so we've given you lots of ideas. It's definitely not going to be as much of a meditation. This one's going to be more of a little bit more active, probably.
Yeah.
I think we got it. We get to say our new...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I've been so excited about it. We have a sign-off, friends.
At least we have a sign off for now. We may add something equally hilarious or fun. But we found this and we were so excited about it. All right. So which one did you choose?
Should I go first?
Sure.
Okay. This is the last thing I'm gonna say. Are you ready? Hasta mañana, iguana.
Time to scoot, little newt.